Hey there, everybody. Phil here. So a lot has changed since we recorded this podcast on Thursday night. We've had more Nexus Galaxy ice cream sandwich leaks come out. And apparently the event at CTI in San Diego next week has been postponed or canceled. Don't actually know because Samsung hasn't officially said yet. So keep that in mind as you're listening to this podcast. And we'll certainly bring it all to you as we get it. Thanks. Enjoy. See you later. Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 73 for Thursday, October 7th, 2011. I'm supposed to say something profound, I guess. I'll start by saying I'm Phil Nickinson. I'm the host of your little podcast here in AndroidCentral.com, and we have Jerry Hildenbrand and Corey Streeter and Alex Dobie with me, and I suppose we're supposed to talk about Steve Jobs for a minute. So I will do that very briefly. I don't have anything profound to say. I don't know Steve Jobs. I never met the man. I don't pretend to know him or truly understand him. But I will say this. I know Apple products mean a lot to a lot of people. At a time like this, I would say just try to keep everything in perspective. There's an interesting post on Gawker today under the headline, Steve Jobs is not God, and there's something to be said by that. I know that's a little flip, but at the same time, they are just products. Apple will go on, and we will continue to butt heads with Android and Apple and iOS and have fun doing it. You know, Steve Jobs was a man and a really brilliant CEO, and I look forward to seeing what Apple does in the next 10 years. It's going to be quite the ride regardless. So anybody else have anything to add? Should I pour one out?
I think you said it all, Phil.
Fair enough. So if you do want to know more and read more, go read it at Tippy, because they are doing an excellent job covering it. And that's really all I have to say. I'm sorry if people are looking for more, but that's all I got on that. So because we have plenty of Android to talk about, I don't quite know where I want to start. I know where I want to start. Alex had a hell of a day today. So Alex ducked down to London to the HTC event. And you want to talk about that? What device did we get, and were you able to pick it up with one hand?
Barely. We got the Sensation XL. We got a 4.7-inch device that was very, very similar to the HTC Titan. That was the Windows Phone device that was announced, and it's about to be released, actually.
And you were at that event, too, right?
I was at that event, yeah, and I won one, and they haven't sent it to me yet, so I'm still waiting on that. But the Sensation XL is, I mean, it wouldn't really be fair to call it just a Titan with Android, but it's a Titan with Android, right? So you've got a 4.7-inch display just like the Titan. You've got a 1.5 gigahertz single-core CPU. But I think the biggest thing that's been sort of promoted is obviously the Beats functionality. It's being promoted as the first phone with Beats integrated and designed from the ground up around Beats. But I mean, from spending about half an hour playing with the phone, the biggest thing that I noticed is the fact that Sense 3.5 is way, way faster and way smoother than 3.0.
Because 3 was pretty damn fast.
Well, was it? I mean,
the original Sensation and in the Evo 3D.
Well, I was talking about the kind of weird lag that you got in the launcher when you were flipping from screen to screen and have the carousel effect, but it would be kind of jerky, and that's just completely gone now, which is fantastic. Huh. And that was the one thing that really bugged me about the first sensation, that is.
All right, it's 4.7 inches. It's huge. I mean, I've got a 4.52 here, and we're expecting 4.65, but yeah, is it too big?
I don't know. I think I would have to spend some time with it to get an idea of whether it's too big. I mean, if you watch the video, you'll see I'm holding the camera in the other hand, and I'm trying to hit the top right corner with my thumb, and it doesn't quite work because the phone is really big. But I mean, it's going to depend on how big your hands are, I guess, as to how easy it is to use. But in terms of the resolution, in terms of how good the display looks, I don't think you're going to have any issue with picture quality. Okay, it's still WVGA, it's not QHD, but the screen is a very high quality screen. It's the same screen that they use on the Titan. It's super LCD. The viewing angles are great. The brightness is, it's really, really vivid screen. So it's a good device. I think it's a little difficult to kind of position in HTC's lineup, just because it's a single core device. It's not QHD. There's a bunch of stuff that it doesn't have. But on the other hand, there's a load of stuff that it does have. So it has Beats. It has Sense 3.5. It's a good phone. It's certainly not. It's certainly no slouch. It's a very, very fast device, and I think in terms of day-to-day use, it's easily as fast as the Sensation, the original Sensation, at least.
So is that a mix of white and silver on the back?
So the back is, I'm going to say this the proper way, it's aluminium, or aluminium, or how are we going to
say it? I like aluminium. I think that's the way to say it.
It's aluminium.
Totally. That sounds so much better.
Well, and that brings up a good point. Right now, it's still European only, right?
For the moment, yeah. It's coming out in Europe and Asia in early November, they say. No plans for a US release just yet. But what Peter Chow did say in his presentation today was that they're looking at individual devices for each territory.
Right.
So it's quite likely that you'll see a slightly different device, maybe for North America, that's maybe a different size, maybe different specs or whatever.
Well, which, by the way, is how they always do it.
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, that's not a huge surprise. So software, Sense 3.5, awesome, fast. Anything else that really stood out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just so glad they fixed that lag that was in Sense 3.0, because that was the one thing that bugged me an awful lot about the original Sensation. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Cool. So that's that. Anything else coming up?
Well... Did you get to listen to the headphones?
Oh yeah, Beats Audio.
I did, yeah, and that's the one thing that's really difficult to demonstrate on a video or to write about.
Right.
It's so subjective, but it's good. I mean, there is a music they had preloaded on there is there's a fair variety, but at the same time, it has been very carefully chosen to demonstrate what they've got going on with Beats. It's what I'll say is. Yeah, there is a difference. whether or not it's any different from what you get with a normal phone just with Beats hardware plugged into it is debatable. But HTC seems to be getting behind Beats in a very big way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it comes as no surprise because they spent $300 million or whatever.
Right. I mean, that's more than a quarter billion dollars of a big way.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of brings you back to, there are an awful lot of, HTC people and also press there. And you know, obviously people talk about various things. And there's a very interesting point that was raised that was that HTC already has the rational consumers
mm-hmm.
with all their, you know, the Desire series, you know, the all this stuff. What they're going after now with the Beats line is, not necessarily the irrational consumers, the ones that think with their hearts rather than their minds, if you know what I mean.
Right. Or so people who are 7 feet tall. This thing is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. it's a pretty big phone. I won't argue with that.
Yikes. Well, cool. Well, you've knocked it out of the park, sir. I doff my hat to you.
Great job.
That was a really good review.
Yes. Very, very well done. So that is the Sensation. While we're on HTC, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. So over the weekend, I was at the Big Android Barbecue in Austin, Texas, and had a blast, by the way. If you haven't seen Ashley's wrap-up video, it was really, really good. Had a good time. Met a lot of cool people. Met some of you guys out there, too. So if you weren't able to come this year, definitely try next year. And I'm hearing they might even try to make it bigger next year. So I wake up Sunday morning. And was it Sunday morning or Saturday? I forget which. And it's Sunday. And just this huge mess had exploded of a massive security vulnerability from HTC. And so, Jerry, I've had like 4 days to wrap my head around this. And let me see if I can explain it properly. So, take notes. You're going to critique me at the end of this. So, what you got is some software on some HTC phones, not all of them. Mainly the newer ones, right? And this software collects data. Some of it is, you know, say the apps you use or in how long you use them, you know, Wi-Fi signals that are around you, the name of the networks and things like that. individual device identifiers and things like that. Now, the problem is HTC. So when you first launch the phone, when you first start at the phone, the very first time it says, okay, we need your permission to send this data back to our servers so we can collect it and do whatever it is we do with it. Check this box if you want to let us do it. Uncheck it if you don't want to let us send it. Now, here's where a differentiation needs to be made, right? If you uncheck the box, it doesn't mean they're not collecting it. It just means they're not sending it.
Right.
Right so far?
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly what it means.
So the problem is, if you leave the box unchecked, it doesn't send it, but still collects it. But the problem is, any other application that has the permission to access the internet has access to the data that HTC was collecting. Correct?
Right, right. HTC just did not store that data somewhere with the correct permission.
Okay. Well, that's it. I'm not scared anymore. Fine. No, it's a problem. So that was one thing. So that potentially opens you up to malicious applications that could, you know, somehow magically install themselves on your phone and steal all your data and loosen your teeth while you sleep. I mean, like other security things we've seen, I mean, it's a big deal and it needs to be fixed. And HTC, you know, 2 days later came out and said, hey, yeah, we're looking at it. There's a problem. We're going to fix it. Am I missing anything? I thought there was a second part about that I was worried about, but
well, I mean, it goes back to, you know, we really need to understand why they're collecting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not trying to cause any trouble,
right?
They're you know, they want to improve their product, mm-hmm. so they see how you're using it to know which areas you're interested in.
Oh, here's the second part that I wanted to say. This is not data that that any other app can't get. I mean, this is not some secret data that HTC has conned you into giving up, right? This is data that any other application can get from your phone at any time, and if it does so, it probably properly declares it and says, hey, we can get your system mm-hmm. data or whatever the permission is. So that's the big difference here, is that a third app could go and get this data without declaring that permission, and that's the big kind of scary thing, right?
Yeah, that's the serious problem,
right.
Is that you don't have to approve an app to you know, get your logs and data files. So, I mean, it's serious, but not serious. I mean, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, the sky is not falling. I mean, I did not stay up nights worrying about this.
Right.
So this was really uncovered by some guys at XDA, and I think Android Police did a really huge write-up on it. And I'm not sure. I mean, I worry a little bit. They made a big deal about waiting 5 days before going public with it. I've never known HTC to take 5 days to get back to me on anything. So I worry a little bit about the indignation that's going on. But yeah, I have complete faith in HTC to fix this. I don't think it was anything malicious. And it needs to be fixed. It absolutely needs to be fixed.
Before we move away,
yes.
Little Wing 16 in the chat room said, isn't this going on all phones and we just don't know it? Probably.
Yeah.
I think that what made it a real issue is with Android, it's easy to see.
Right.
With WebOS, it would probably be easy to see.
You and I could go pull the Logcat of your phone, and you could see all this happening in real time. It's very matrixy, and I don't understand any of it. But so none of this is hidden; it's all out in the open. The big problem here is HTC, you know, did something wrong. $5 says it's like one line of code that needs to be fixed, and you know, the sky is not falling. That's my thing.
Right, right. I mean, I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm not real concerned.
Cool.
It's not, but what bothers me is that it veers from the norm and they didn't talk about it ahead of time.
So, well, I mean, who didn't talk about it ahead of time?
That's concerning.
What? Know, there is the message that pops up. I don't know about you, but I just fly through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't read the whole. It's something new, right? And they should have talked about it. And, you know, maybe the general public wouldn't know, but we should know.
We need to read the terms of service.
Maybe we should read what we
Yeah.
You know,
but well, it should tell you that it's still collecting and just not sending when you opt out.
And that's true.
That is a big thing. Yeah, I think it's.
But other than that, I mean, I can't fault anybody who's worried about, oh my God, oh my secret information. But you know, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just the impression you get. It's, I mean, you know the technical details, but, you know, I don't know that most people would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I worry about the way I saw the story presented and repeated and repeated and repeated. And it's a big deal. It's serious. It needs to be fixed. It is not the end of the world, and it is not HTC, you know, trying to get one over on everybody. So that's how I see it. Yeah, Call me an apologist, but I'm also not freaked out. That's me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought the most important thing was to try to explain it in terms that everybody could understand.
Sure. No, absolutely. Well, you know, and you did a brilliant job with it. Yeah. No, totally. So that's HTC. And again, they are fixing
it. Is this something we're going to start seeing on all phones?
Maybe. I mean, it's not necessarily anything nefarious that HTC's doing. They just want to see how people are using their software.
Yeah.
If you don't want them to do that, that's fair enough.
You see the first half of it on, LG and Samsung phones on Sprint and Verizon already, Corey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a carrier ID installed, you know, Sprint and Verizon both. I don't think Motorola has it, but...
Well, do they do that with their Moto Blur? Like when you sign in,
they
was
could.
It the Click 2 or whatever that was? Like some of those devices have Moto Blur. You have to sign in order to use them. Use the phone. I mean, that's one of the first things it asks you is to create a Moto Blur account.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're doing that as well.
Yeah, I don't know what they're keeping, you know, what they're watching. I'm just not a Motorola fan, so I've never.
Well, and actually, Jerry, you brought up a good point. You know, if you ever check into someplace on Facebook or Foursquare or, you know, just anything like that, you kind of give up your right to be upset about this, right? Well, yeah, I mean, not really, but.
You know, you're telling everybody where you are anyway and what you're doing, you know.
I know that's not really the point, but...
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing to remember is, you know, HTC doesn't get your banking passwords. They're not reading your email. They're not reading the text that you send to that girl you met in the bar. They're getting your location. They do get your email address, but like we said before, anything that can read the logs can get that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything... I don't think there's anything such as privacy anymore. Like, you can't be private. Everything's
everywhere. Yeah, and maybe it's different because I work in public and I have for a long time and even more so now, and I, you know, live relatively sort of publicly. So maybe I don't worry about it as much, but I don't know. I'm just not freaking out to the point of massive security vulnerability.
When you hear words like, you know, brand crisis and all that kind of ridiculous hyperbole, it's just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But there was something that was pretty funny where you hear things like, you know, when you get
yes.
Hello?
We're waiting in suspense.
Oh, sorry. No,
when you get what?
Skype was going just a little bit weird there.
Yeah. So that's that. Should we get to the other big elephant in the room this week?
Yes, I can't wait.
Why don't we?
So apparently Nuance is buying Swipe, and... Oh. That's not what you wanted to talk about.
That is so not what I thought you were going
to
say.
All right. So actually, I'm starting to get really excited. CTIA is next week, the fall CTIA. And it's weird because the fall CTIA is technically called Enterprise and Applications or Apps and Enterprise, forget which. And, you know, last year, like, we had a bunch of little stuff get announced in a lot of it, actually. And I don't even recall us going to the fall one before that. But this year it's going to be big. So we already know Samsung and Google are doing something, and we've already pretty much known we're talking Nexus, right? We also know we're talking Ice Cream Sandwich, and that was kind of a given. I think we knew that anyway. So we've had a bunch of news come out today. And I'll kind of go backwards. So late this afternoon, we started getting tips that the Android Developers YouTube account has like a dummy live video placeholder thing that says Ice Cream Sandwich in 4 days, blah, blah, blah.
Bookmarked,
yeah. I mean, it's not like they're not streaming it and haven't already said so, but it did say Ice Cream Sandwich launch. I think that was a given with any, you know, Nexus device. We were expecting Ice Cream Sandwich. So what else? Do you want to talk about? Let's talk about.
Everybody knows the specs, but none of them agree.
I think this is one of the best kept secrets of any Android device.
Oh my god!
Usually, you get enough leaks where you know, like you have like blurry cam pics, and you know you have enough information that you kind of know what's coming.
Think back, the Nexus S was under wraps pretty well. You know, almost a year ago, Gizmodo got that hands-on and did like a render of it, basically. We didn't see one. The Nexus One started leaking out, but then again, they gave it to a whole bunch of employees before the thing. I don't know. So yeah, BGR this morning published a list of specs, and I mean, let's look at them. I guess none of them really excites me all that much. I mean, they're good. They are good specs. Right, it sounds like a solid phone. And if you haven't already, go watch that teaser video that Samsung put up, because you see like the cross section of the phone, right? Curved glass, contact charging. It's got a little hump down on the bottom. You see the power button on the right, where you'd expect it on a Samsung device. The specs BGR says Android 4.0 ice cream sandwich, and that still lines up with the analytics we're seeing. And in fact, I checked this afternoon, and I'm seeing 4.0.1. which is kind of interesting. 9 millimeters thin, 4.65 inches, 1280 by 720 Super AMOLED screen with curved glass. I think.
Hello, that is a huge deal.
Well, it's also one we said 2 months ago.
No, the screen.
No. Because somebody on this podcast kept saying you're not going to see 720 Super AMOLED. Who was it? I think it was Alex.
It wasn't me.
Hey, no, that was me.
But you know who was
saying that we weren't going to see it was Samsung.
Right.
So nobody cut me a little slack.
Nobody can hear us.
TIO map 4460 dual core Cortex A9 processor, 1.2 gigahertz. Okay, so it's a processor, current gen, whatever. Gigabyte of RAM, that's what I'd expect. 32 gigabytes of built-in storage. That is a buttload. I like that.
So do I.
I'm not impressed by some of the specs, but they could make like the camera is five megapixel
on the back, 1.3 up front.
That seems very strange.
Well,
but I mean, the optics could be.
Yeah, not if the optics are badass. If the optics are awesome, then I don't care if it's 5 megapixels or 8. You know, I mean, the only reason you need a picture that's that large is if you're really going to blow it up and print it out in like poster size, right? Or do some serious. Serious Photoshop work, but I would rather have the better optics, and you're going to get a clearer picture and the file size, you know, jacked up. I don't care about that. Some people asked if you could have 1080p video recording with a 5-megapixel camera. Yes, Jerry and I went and looked at the chipset, and that's what it's dependent on. It's not pure megapixels. LTE or HSPA, depending on carrier. Well, makes sense. Wi-Fi, ABGN, sure. NFC, yeah. I would totally expect that. 1750 milliamp battery, sure, that's normal. So, I mean, look at those specs. There's nothing there other than 32 gigabytes of storage, which, you know, of built-in storage. Now, whether that's a full 32 you get to play with, or say 4 for the OS, and then, you know, 28 for everything else. You know, we see that broken up in phones now, right?
Right. And right off the bat, it's going to come in, what, when you do the math, at 29 gigabytes.
Yeah, so, you know, give or take a few.
And then you take off 4 or however much for the OS. But, you know, you're going to have 24, 26 megabytes of storage if that rumor's true.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, maybe the specs aren't a huge bump up from the Galaxy, but this, what do you look at the most? The screen. I mean, the screen on that is going to be beautiful. I can't wait to see it. And the charging contacts on the side, if that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, too.
Can people not hear us? What's going on?
Is it really as curved as it shows?
Hey, can the chat room not hear us?
Can anybody hear us?
Some can, some can't.
Are we just talking to ourselves?
People are replying to what we're saying, but other people
loud and clear. Okay. Well, we're going to keep going.
The internet can hear us.
Yes, there's no video. We turned off the video. Yeah, I mean, none of those specs individually, like, makes a big deal for me. So the two things I think are important here. All right, obviously the form factor of the hardware, right? I mean, hardware in and of itself is a big deal, sure. But it's also short-lived, I mean, it's not like this is going to be the only phone we see for the next year. To me, the bigger story here is going to be Ice Cream Sandwich and what it does to progress Android, both in features and the UI. And I'm not sure which one I care about more, whether it's the features or the UI. I think they're both very important. I don't know. I'm still thinking on that. So then later this afternoon, and this is where things started getting really ridiculous, GSM Arena puts out a post that basically says BGR source is a bunch of crap, doesn't know what it's talking about. We have the real exclusive one. So now we have two exclusive unsourced rumors battling,
third fight,
dueling heads. I'm actually going to pull it up and we'll see. But again, I mean, I'm tired of people screaming first about this crap. It really doesn't matter. Let's see what theirs are. A 1.5 gigahertz processor instead of 1.2, because I know all of you out there can really tell a 300 megahertz difference. A dual core PowerVR GPU, same one found in the iPad 2. Okay, maybe. I don't know. An 8 megapixel full 1080p HD shooting camera, as opposed to the 5 megapixel 1080p camera on the whatever. 2050 milliamp hour battery. That is entirely possible. I think it would not surprise me to see a ginormous battery in this, because think of the Galaxy Player, the 5-inch one they have, has some ginormous battery in it that's even bigger than this. You know, the bigger than 2050. I forget what the number is. So I could totally see it. That could be a real possibility.
Yeah. If you got LTE and some kind of crazy Super AMOLED HD screen in there, that's gonna be that. Yeah, you're gonna need a huge battery to power all that stuff.
Yeah. Which side is right? I don't know.
Is the bump on the back of it or at the top? Is that? Do you think that's an LTE radio?
Well, the thing is, if you look at that screenshot they released, and if you increase the brightness a lot, you actually see a picture of dogs playing poker. So,
oh my god, really?
Yeah, seriously.
You didn't see my video?
Yeah,
I got a lot of crap for that. People didn't get the joke. Yeah, so people have been like Photoshop, you know, playing with the picture from the Samsung video. And what do you guys think about this idea that there's actually a tablet in that picture that you can't actually see, and that this phone slips into a tablet?
A bunch of crap, because it would have been leaked.
Yeah.
If they come out with a curved tablet, I'm going to take it and use it like a boomerang to somebody. That's ridiculous.
I understand where people are going with that, because, and I've said it before, I think seeing a phone and a tablet come out at the same time would not surprise me, because of the way this is supposed to bring the OSs back together. But then again, why not just show Ice Cream Sandwich on a tablet? I don't think you need all new hardware to do that. No, I don't see a tablet in that picture. I did see a sailboat when I was looking at it for so long, but that's just me.
That's cool.
So which set of specs is correct? I don't know. And it's a little ridiculous, all this blog-on-blog hate, and it needs to stop, and all this screaming of exclusive and scoop and first, and it's childish and needs to end. That's my little rant. That's what had me in a bad mood all day. It's, you know, it's depressing. There's so many more important things to worry about. And regardless, we're going to be there in 4 days. So we will be at CTIA. I'm going. Andrew Vaca is going to be there with me. We will be at the Samsung event. We will bring all this stuff to you. They're streaming it so you can watch live from home. You don't even need me. So that depresses me a little. No, I mean, we're going to go play with all the stuff and do our jobs.
I'm taking a day off from work for this.
Are you?
Just to watch it, yeah. So excited. I'm so excited for something new. And this looks, to me, this looks cool. I think the specs are awesome.
The cops coming for somebody?
Yeah, they're coming for you, Corey.
It happens every week.
Or
is it every Friday?
Yeah, I mean, so it's coming. I mean, is there anything else we're really expecting? Anything that would surprise you? Any pie-in-the-sky ideas, like a curved tablet?
My pie in the sky idea is we're not going to see any tablets until next year running Ice Cream Sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to back that up.
I just think that it's going to be, Ice Cream Sandwich is going to be more about bringing all the stuff that's already in Honeycomb into the phone line, and that we're not going to see
not the other way around.
The converge until next year. That's just my gut feeling.
That might be IO next year.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about the size of this thing.
Oh yeah.
And I was telling Phil, and as usual, Phil tells me, you know, tries to point me in the right direction. But I'm afraid there's going to be a huge bezel on this thing, and it's not. It's going to be huge. It's so thin. Where are they putting all this stuff?
In that hump.
I use the what is it? The Optimus Black. It's a very thin phone. It's much thinner than a Galaxy S2. It's very thin. It's thinner than an iPhone 3GS. I've got them both here side by side. But to make up for it, it's got a huge bezel because they need that room above and below the screen for radios and all this other nonsense. Now, you know, the Nexus, whatever we're going to call it, Prime Galaxy Droid Charge 2 Deluxe, whatever.
Exclusive.
They show it and it's
the Nexus Exclusive. So thin. That's the name. The Nexus Scoop. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the Phil Prime.
It's so thin. Where are they putting all this stuff? An LTE radio is big.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I'm afraid because I can't deal with a phone that's the size of that thing Alex was playing with today.
Yeah, but you've used the Sprint Galaxy S2, right?
Yeah.
The Samsung Galaxy S2, Sprint Epic 4G Touch.
Yeah, but
explanation point. So that was my biggest fear with the Epic. I'm not going to go through. I call it the SG something. I had a good initial for it.
The scoop, scoop.
Anyway, I had the same fear about the Epic Touch. And honestly, it's so thin that it kind of makes up for the height of it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels fine. It felt fine in the hands. Like sometimes I'd lay it on the counter and I think, oh, there's my Fascinate, which is 4 inches, right? And I'd.
Was that before or after three bottles of cider?
but here's a good point. Some people think that, and I think I'm in this group, that we're going to lose the capacitive buttons, and that's where you'll get the extra screen real estate from. So it might not actually be ginormous.
Yeah. Maybe. I think you're still going to get people complaining about the extra bezel around the bottom, but I don't know. I think you're still going to need that to actually have something to hold onto the phone with.
You know what? There's nothing to complain about yet. We haven't seen it. It's like a side shot, you know, and we've seen some like blurry cam.
Corey has a point. I'll shut up.
if it's got a huge bezel around it, that is going to suck because I don't like looking at that.
It doesn't look like it has a huge bezel though. Compared to other phones of that size, like the Titan, the Sensation XL, it doesn't look like it has a massive amount of unused space around the screen.
I don't know. We'll see.
The curve piece is what's throwing me off the most. If it's maybe it's just the rendering, but it's pretty curved for.
That is very curved.
I think the rendering's very probably throwing you off some because of the blue wave on top of it. I mean, I think it's going to be curved, and it might well be curved a little bit more than the Nexus S. And I tell you, the more I pick up the Nexus S, the more I'm starting to like it. It's a shame I'm starting to like it right around the time I'm getting a new one. I know, right? Here's my thing I want to ask you guys. So carriers, right? BGR made a big deal about this being a Verizon exclusive. Look, I mean, we mentioned Verizon a long time ago, 2 months ago. I mean, that's what I was told.
I believe that's when I started cussing.
Yeah.
If they don't get it, I'm going to be so upset.
It'll be a Verizon-only phone forever. A, you're going to have GSM versions of this. You absolutely have to if you're going to release it anywhere else in the world.
It's
going to
be a Verizon exclusive in Europe and everything and stuff.
Yeah, no, not so much. So there will be GSM versions. The question is how quickly, right? And I've complained about this before, right? I wasn't happy about T-Mobile, you know, having the exclusive on the Nexus One and the Nexus S for so long, and you know, and we just got the AT&T version like what 2 months ago. A little ridiculous. But no, you're not going to only see a Verizon version. You know, if it's exclusive for a month, whatever. Again, I think that very much goes against the Nexus philosophy, and that's what bugs me about it. But we'll see. We'll find out, you know, on Tuesday. I'm excited.
But now, with the Nexus One, and the Nexus S, they made a version that worked everywhere, including AT&T, just never bring it to the States because AT&T didn't want it.
Well, no, and that's not to say it wasn't unlocked. I mean, I've had two Nexus Ones. The first one was the T-Mobile version. I used it on AT&T. Yeah. It was unlocked. You just didn't get 3G on it.
I mean, you could have ordered one through
from
Canada and had an AT&T or one that would work on AT&T on day one if you had wanted to.
Sure. So, I mean, don't read too much into that. It sounds scary, and I'm willing to bet we'll be disappointed somehow. But,
of course we will.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I want to do? I want to read an email we got. I'm going to go out of order here because I'm not sure how many more we're going to get to. But Eric wrote in about an hour or so ago, "We're all getting hyped up over this device, but is it really just, well, hype? Are we setting ourselves up like a bunch of Apple fanboys just to be let down by mediocrity? Unless the technology, hardware, and software is the bleeding edge compared to what's out there today, then what's the big deal? Or is it just the fact that it's new, been kept in secrecy with a few teases in, quote, pure," there's that whole Verizon factor to consider, "Android? I'm completely fine with accepting that if that's truly the case, we're all here listening for the same reasons, but will there ever be that one phone that doesn't leave me wondering 3 months later, should I have waited?" I mean, to answer your question, no. Something newer and better is always coming. And then, I don't mean to sound like I'm not excited about this, because I absolutely am. I mean, I get to go see it and play with it, right? Awesome job and get to play with these cool phones. I can't wait to get this thing and use it, and I'm sure I'll love it. But yeah, no, I mean, we saw that with the iPhone, and not to talk about that too much this week, but yeah, I mean, the hype got a little out of control, the rumors got a little out of control. I think, I mean, it's not that
I think there's a difference here, Phil.
Yeah?
If you looked around the inner tubes, iPhone fans wanted three things. They wanted a better camera, which they got. They wanted a bigger screen and a metal back. They got something that looked exactly the same. And, you know, regardless of how much better it was inside, it was a real disappointment because when they go to the AT&T store, they see that Galaxy S2, they see that Infuse, and then they see the iPhone and I want that. And it seems like nobody's giving me what I want.
Right. I really don't mean to get preachy about all this stuff, and I know I do, and it's interesting to talk about. But, you know, we saw the same thing with Kindle Fire last week. Right. I mean, the night before, you have a handful of stories saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then other people whom I very much respect saying, oh, no, we've people who've seen it. And it's not that good. Yep. You know, never mind the fact that nobody's actually touched this thing. So,
well, everybody needs to go to Tipbee and just swallow your feelings towards Apple or whatever and read Renee's post from last week about expectations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because that applies everywhere, not just for people waiting for the new iPhone. We don't know what it's going to be. And if you believe it's going to be, oh my God, it's a payphone tied to a 40-inch TV, tied to a DSLR camera, you're going to be disappointed. So just read Renee's post and you'll have a better outlook.
It's fun to be excited. I'm excited. And I'm excited for everybody being excited. But I also want to be responsible about what we're talking about and what we're writing. And we're going to see this in 4 days, guys. It's not that much longer to wait. It's really not.
No.
So I think that's all I want to talk about, the Nexus, whatever. Name. Let's do a name prediction. Because we've heard Nexus Prime. We've heard Nexus. What was the other one? We had another one a long time ago.
I heard Nexus Prime. Galaxy this afternoon.
Nexus Galaxy. Now, see, I think I like Galaxy Nexus better, but...
But I heard the Google Nexus Galaxy.
Hmm.
Well, if it's never called, if it's not going to be called the Prime, I'd love to know where that name started.
I know.
It might be a code name.
Yeah.
What was the Nexus S called? It was some weird name, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I had to change the forum names
Crespo.
Like 9 times.
Yeah, Crespo.
That's it, yeah.
The Nexus one was the Passion.
Hmm.
I don't know. Chat room, what do you guys think? I haven't really said hi to the chat room. Google Nexus? Nexus Google? Or Nexus Galaxy? Galaxy Nexus?
Galaxy Nexus Google.
Google Presto, Galaxy Nexus. Google Galaxy Nexus Prime.
Nexus S2. Yeah.
Well, Verizon
Nexus
beast.
Nexus Core you can finally have, because Verizon's never had one, so.
Well, what? Who's to say that it won't be the Droid Prime or the Evo Prime, as well as the Nexus Galaxy?
True.
That would fit with the rumors we've heard.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
We've basically heard everything there is to hear. What would AT&T call it?
They better not call it the Evo Prime. That's an HTC. Who else did that recently? I think LG.
T-Mobile just put out an LG MyTouch.
Right.
Got everybody up on arms.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it can't happen. We have to keep an open mind.
They're doing it just to mess with my brain. Prime Google Galaxy Samsung Nexus 2 Epic 4G Touch. Is that what that said? Yes.
Comma.
Thank
you. Point.
Thank you, Kitten Mittens.
Nexus S2. That's my bet. Nexus S2.
Yeah, just do it easy.
Really? Yeah, side bet.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys want to do a couple voicemails? We'll get out of here.
Sounds like a winner.
Cool. Let me see if I remember how to do this. We will start with Paul. We will not start with Paul yet because I have not turned on the two things I need to turn on. We will now start with Paul. Can anybody hear Paul? Oh. You guys could hear Paul, couldn't you? But I couldn't.
I could hear Paul.
Yeah, I could.
I heard Paul.
Now we're going to start with Paul.
He wants to know something.
Hi, this is for Android Central. My name is Paul. I just want to know, you guys are bloggers, where is the outrage? Because none of the sites predicted there wasn't going to be an iPhone 5. I'm looking at the internet. No one's saying, oops. No one's saying, we're sorry we misled everyone. I know this isn't an iPhone blog, but you're bloggers, and you're probably talking about it a little bit. Where's the outrage? Because nobody freaking figured it out. No one said that there wasn't going to be one at all. And we sat there for an hour and a half waiting for them to announce, and they never did. And yet no one says, hey, Apple, you screwed up. Everyone just kind of pats them softly on the back and says, well, hey, not bad. When does the outrage happen? Let me know. Bye.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Next week, he's going to be calling and complaining that we predicted the Prime, right? It's
gonna be called something. No, I mean, I see where he's getting, and he's saying a lot of what we've been saying.
To be fair, Renee and Jeremy both said for the past 3 weeks or so that it would be the iPhone 4S.
Right.
Yeah. He had a post which was called Managing Expectations, I think it was called.
Yeah, yeah. And
I don't know, it's semantics. People just they thought, okay, iPhone 5.
Yeah.
And you know what? If they would have just called it the iPhone 5, we wouldn't even be having it.
Everybody would have been happy.
Yeah.
Well, no, then they would have bitched. Then, well, you called it the 5, it looks the same. Apple's doing what Apple's doing.
All new inside, 5 times as good.
There you go.
That camera, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's not like the 4 camera sucked.
With 5.
Okay.
Need to see if it takes the pictures on the Samsung Galaxy. You take really good pics.
Yeah. Some comparisons. And HTC is a new good one too. All right, let's go to Reed.
Hey, Android Central Podcast. This is Reed from Harrisburg, PA, and I had a question for you guys. I just got a Motorola Bionic, and I noticed that there is no picture frame widget on the phone. So I've been looking through the market, and I just can't find any ones that are good. Want a simple one where you can resize the picture like on the stock. Also, the Samsung Droid had a great one. The Droid Charge had a great picture frame widget. So is there any way to get that stock picture frame widget or the Samsung one on the Droid Bionic? Let me know. Thanks.
Anybody have one you like?
That's something I don't use. I'm sitting here looking in the market now. Nothing stands out, and he's already looked.
clickable picture frame comes up. Premiere frame widget. Big photo frame widget. I don't know. There's lots of stuff.
Can you hack one in from another UI? Or do you need framework?
Well, you can't from TouchWiz.
Right.
I mean, I say you can't. Somebody probably could, but that's a whole lot of work for a picture frame widget that's probably not going to get done. But, I'm trying to think. Doesn't AOSP have a picture frame widget? Just a basic one?
Hmm. New Honeycomb does. I would expect something in ICS, right? You know, assuming you get it.
Looking over. No, AOSP doesn't have one. I've got stock on my Nexus 1. So I don't know. I mean, that's...
I don't know. Premiere frame widget looks pretty cool.
Well, there you go. Give it a shot.
And somebody in the chat room said Turtle Photo Frame.
That's a great Turtle. Name.
Yeah.
Widgetsoid.
All right, let's move on to Tony Bag of Donuts.
Oh, yes, boy.
This is Tony Bag of Donuts calling for the Android Central podcast. I had a question regarding my Droid Incredible that is rooted, and I thought I had it figured out, and it came back. The issue I'm having is when I get a phone call and another call is coming in and you hit decline, it still rings in the background. And it's one of those annoying bugs, and I thought there was a fix a while back for it, but I can't seem to find it anymore. Unless it's one of those just guys on the podcast, if you want to make fun of me, you can, because I made fun of Jerry's haircut. I made fun of... I pretty much made fun of all you guys on there, except Corey, because Corey's actually pretty cool. So you guys take care, and talk to you soon. Thanks.
I love Corey's now mailing in voicemails for us.
Yeah. Tony's a good guy, you guys.
Yeah,
I don't have to answer
this
question.
No, does that actually happen?
Is that a Verizon thing? I mean, I've never experienced that. I spend a lot of time on the phone, and matter of fact, I was on the phone today, and another call came in, and I've never heard that.
He's in the Incredible forums enough. He should just post it in there. See if anyone knows.
Well, Droid B just said no. It's a ROM thing, so maybe it's Incredible specific.
Oh, no. There you go. Well, I mean, that's going to happen, right?
That would suck.
Yeah, that's something that I would hope they would get fixed. That would drive me batty, even with my weird haircut that Tony doesn't like.
That was good.
All right, finally we have Trevor.
Hey, guys, this is Trevor Smith from Kansas City calling the Android Central Podcast. I saw an article this week talking about Net10 service. They're going to start getting Android phones in, and I was hoping you guys would be willing to discuss that for us who prefer to live a super simplistically. $15 a month for a phone plan definitely beats $70, which is what they're getting up to. I'd like to use the Net10 and just use it on Wi-Fi instead of you having data. It's fine with me. So I guess that's it. So if you guys wouldn't mind talking about that, that'd be great. Thanks, bye.
Prepaid phones are a much larger market than I think I've appreciated. Just the little bit of time I've spent talking with Virgin and Metro PCS and Cricket.
They're starting to be a really nice option.
Yeah, they really are.
If a company like Net10 or Cricket, if they would come out with something on par of, let's say, the Bionic and sell it for $400, but you get it for $30 a month, people would jump. I would jump.
And not do it like 8 months later.
Right.
That's part of the problem, is when they do get the really good ones, they're too late.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want the latest phones, it's definitely the prepaid plans are not the way to go. But
unless you're in Europe.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, we have
T-Mobile's starting to come out with some prepaid plans, but at this point in the game, T-Mobile's future's up in the air, and it's kind of you see on TV that they say $49 a month, unlimited everything. You bring your own phone. That sounds like a really good deal, but I'm half afraid to recommend that to anybody. And there are cheaper alternatives out there, but like we were saying, they don't have as good of phones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just to clarify, you can take any phone to them as long as it's on the same network, and you can have them activate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can go to Walmart, and I know somebody that did. You can go to Walmart and buy one of their Straight Talk phones, and as long as you're in the right area, you get one that runs on AT&T's network, and you bring it home and pull the SIM card out and slap it in an Infuse or a Nexus, and it just works.
It's pretty nice.
I think that's going to do it. We will be back to you live from CTIA somehow next week. We won't be doing a normal podcast on Thursday night, because I'm flying back on Thursday.
Are they ever normal?
Well, that's true. But we'll definitely be doing something probably Tuesday night, if not Wednesday. So that's that. See you next week from CTIA. Hey, by the way, Mickey's been gone for, what, 2-3 weeks now? And I've been authorized to explain where he's been. Mickey had his first child last week.
Yay! So,
congrats, Mickey.
Go, little Mickey.
Hope you're getting some sleep out there. He's got a little cell phone tucky. And if you guys want to drop him a line, do it on Twitter, TCPJ underscore Mickey. Here, I'll put it here in the chat
I think
room.
We ought to send him a little Optimus One. just for his son.
A little tiny Android. Yes, Randy in the chat room does correctly point out his wife had the kid. And having been through this twice, I can right. I can attest to the fact that the guys really don't need to be there at all. So, in fact, most of the time we're just in the way. So congrats, Mickey. Everybody's doing well. Talked to him yesterday, the day before, heard from him, and he's not sleeping much. I remember those days.
He's a cute little kid.
Yes,
yes,
very,
he is.
Very cute it. Kid. Hasn't been rooted
Must
yet.
Must take after his mom.
Well, yeah, right. Well, we finally get a baby review on Android Central. Maybe. If we were going to do one, I guess I would have done mine by now.
So. They name him Nexus Prime.
Oh, no. Nexus Baby. Baby Nexus?
Nexus Baby.
Bexus? Nah, I don't know. All right, well, be sure to email us at podcast@androidcentral.com. You can get us all on Twitter at Android Central. I'm at Phil Nickinson. Jerry is at GB Hill. Corey is at C Streeter. Alex is actually on Twitter and occasionally uses it at Alex Dobie. We are all on a Google Plus. Go search for us there. It's pretty damn easy to find us. As always, we're brought to you by the Android Central Store. Get them at store.androidcentral.com or call 888-468-6158. And you can leave us a voicemail like those fine gentlemen did at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. Jerry, Corey?
Just don't make fun of my hair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jerry, Corey, Alex, thank you guys. Alex, thank you for busting your ass this week on the live stuff.
You're welcome.
It's not easy, I know. I'm about to go once more into the breach.
Yeah, I do not envy you.
All right, everybody. We'll see you from CTIA next week.